Hello, and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs. I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Natalie Bellini, and special guest today, Akiva Isaacs, 5 months old. This is what we must do as working moms. So he hopefully will chime in at appropriate times. So here we go. We've got an exciting episode. There's been so many tech updates lately. And so we're going to talk all about them. Libre 3 integrations with new pumps. We've got new mobile apps that are available. We've got new news about existing CGMs. So let's dive right into it. And I think maybe the first thing let's talk about is some news with the Libre 3 Plus. And that news is that now it is compatible with the iLet insulin pump. Yeah, see, he's excited. So what do you think, Natalie? What do you think about this new integration with the iLet?
So I'm so excited, partly because you and I, as true advocates for people with diabetes, right? I want whatever they want. I want them to feel empowered. And if someone loves one CGM over another one because they think it's smaller, cuter, stronger, faster, blue, pink, they have stickers that match. All of that is important to that person that's in front of me. Well, and also cost. So there are some instances where one CGM is less expensive as a copay than another. So for all of those reasons, I'm super excited. I'm excited that our friends at Beta Bionics were the first to do this, because we know that other companies have signed agreements to get this done. But this is the first that's actually available. And the app that the people use to dose their insulin has been updated automatically. And so it is a choice as of right now today. And so they've made it easy. They've been aggressive to open up to other industry partners. And those things make me appreciate that company even more.
Yeah, I'm so excited because, it gives people a choice. Dexcom G6, G7, now Libre 3 Plus. And then, I mean, we've seen with like the t:slim X2, people can use Libre 2 Plus. But I think Libre 3 Plus is nicer. It is a little bit smaller. And it'll be nice to have that option going forward. And hopefully we'll see the 3 Plus get integrated soon with some of the other pumps as well.
Yep, I think that's I think it's going to be great. I do. And I love the fact that we are finally in our careers actually talking about the person with diabetes getting to pick and choose what they have, right? So let's say they're wearing one sensor and the last one falls out and they don't have any, and the person on call could just send a script to the local pharmacy and they could pick up something different because that's on the shelf. That makes me so happy that they can continue to use their system without a break in care, without a break in that AID auto mode. So that makes me happy. So now let's keep talking about Libre 3. Big, big, big announcement. And I wasn't prepared for this part of it. I was not prepared for Abbott to announce that the CGM was compatible with MRI CT scans. Diana, were you ready for this? Did you know this was coming?
No, I didn't.
I know why there was coming. Usually, one of us usually knows.
Right. And in fact, I was actually like at a speaker program talking about the Libre 3 and Libre 2. And then they're like, hey, by the way, this announcement happened today. And I was so excited because it's a hassle when a lot of patients need to get MRIs and CT scans. And then to have to take off your sensor or to try to time it, which is very challenging to time it perfectly at that 14 or 15 days to remove it. And then people end up having to remove it early, and then they could end up being without a sensor for several days. So this is really going to, I think, enhance the user's experience with these devices.
I do too. I'm very excited about this, and I'm very excited that Abbott took the time and the effort to do the research around getting this approved. So I think this can only benefit patients. How's that? I mean, that's an easy one. It can only benefit for people with diabetes.
Yeah. And speaking of benefits, I think another real win that I know we started talking about in another episode, but the whole integration now with Libre data with Tidepool, this is really awesome. So, I mean, normally we're logging into Libre View to be able to see the data, and Libre View is awesome. Don't get me wrong, but this idea of having to log into separate systems to be able to see data is really inconvenient. And I think when you think about making CGM more usable in primary care, we need to find ways to make it simpler. And so I could see if Tidepool is able to integrate multiple devices, then people would just need to use one system, just need to know one username or password, or integrate it with the electronic health record and don't even need separate usernames and passwords. They can do their login for the EHR. So I'm really, really excited about that.
Well, I think that it does a couple of things, right? It reduces the burden on our end as clinicians to get things easy, right? And it reduces the burden of training in the practice. If right now we have a sheet that we hand out with new employees, right? New MAs, new RNs, new LPNs, the whole bit, right? Everyone down the line, new advanced practice providers, everybody, physicians, everyone in the list. And it says, okay, Medtronic this is CareLink, this is, right, this is Dexcom Clarity, this is LibreView, this is, and we use Tidepool, but sometimes people are like, they like their own way better. So they pull up the old reports and the other, you know, but if we could just standardize all of this, the training time from person to person will be reduced significantly. And then you get used to looking at a standardized report, which also helps because then everybody's chart matches. And I'm a big fan of that, so that every report is the same or similar, as opposed to this one looks a little different. This one tells you a little bit of a different story. Even though the AGPs are all the same, standardized, the presentation is different. And you got to train someone to look at those each differently. So I'm super excited as well.
Yeah, my one thing is I hope this is the beginning of expansion and of the future, because I would like to see them go a step beyond. And Tidepool is great, but many systems utilize other systems like Gluco, for example. And so it would be great if they would also partner with Gluco and others to really just make this data readily accessible. I would love that. So.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I do.
So also, just going back a quick second to Islet. So the other thing that came about recently is they now have a share app. And so that's really great because most pumps actually don't have share apps. Most pumps rely on the CGM share component. So what that means is, like, if someone's using a pump, let's say they're using Omnipod 5, for example, their family, loved ones, whomever can still see their data, but they're going to be using the Dexcom Follow app. And so they're only going to see CGM data. They're not going to see the pump data. So Islet now has this app where you can actually see the pump data as well. So you can see recent meal announcements. And I could see how this could be really beneficial, for example, like a parent with a child wanting to see, did they announce a meal recently? And especially that puts into context if glucose is higher or lower, what happened around that time. So I think that it's such a great addition.
And I think if you think about this as any loved one, not even just a parent, but, you know, so let's say, you know, my significant other has type one and has their glucose is low right now. And I can look at that app and see that they have 3 units on board, right? That's a different low than a person who's low and has 0 units on board, for example, right? A 70 with 0 on board, unless you've gone and run, exercised and you're dropping, you might need, you know, 10 grams of carb. You might need a little more, a little less, depending on who you are. If you're 70 and double arrow down and you have 3 units on board, that's a different conversation. So I think that that is really, really, really is, again, here we are talking about Islet, about Beta Bionics being about the person with diabetes. This is saying safety is more than just a number, and even a speed and direction of change from a glucose sensor, which is more than, right, more than we get from finger sticks, obviously. But then saying, but where do we really worry? We really worry at the extremes. This person's glucose is high, but you can see that that the pump is adjusting for it. This person's glucose is low, and you can see, look, you have 3 units on board. Let me call that person. If they're 70 and it's the middle of the day, maybe I don't need to call. Let them resolve it on their own. And that will help people make different decisions about loving and caring for someone using an insulin pump with diabetes.
For sure. Yeah. And you know what? Speaking more about apps, I just remembered something that's really helped a lot recently in clinic was the upgrade with the Dexcom G7 mobile app. So now, like in the past, to share data, we'd have people download the Dexcom G7 app and then also the Dexcom Clarity app. But now, actually within the G7 app, people can share their data with a clinic. So it's still nice to have the Clarity app because that allows the person with diabetes to a deeper dive into their own report. But now, like for the purpose of getting someone started, or if you don't have their data and you want to quickly connect them, you don't have to wait for them to try to download another app and remember their username and password. They can just pretty instantly be able to share it and connect through G7. So that is like just awesome. That has made our lives instantaneously easier.
I think that for the listeners that don't look at downloads, this is game changing. I can tell you that. I mean, I know it sounds like nothing, but the problem with the Dexcom and the Clarity apps is the usernames and passwords have to match. So what would happen is someone would log in and have a Dexcom account running their G6 or G7 with, you know, timjones@gmail.com and the password of diabetes1. And then they'd create a separate Clarity account that was like their phone number with a different user password, and they couldn't talk to each other. They had to match. So now you're in an office trying to get the data, and now we have to reset the Dexcom password and then reset the Clarity password and make the two of them match. And now you've spent 22 minutes of valuable time on an app issue, right? So Dexcom had recognized that and had been working for a long time to eliminate that. So I agree with you. What we have done actually, our clinic code is actually the main number of our hospital system. So both with Libre and with Dexcom, you can go in as the administrator and not use whatever code that they created for you, 2768. No one can remember it. Ours is our main number to the hospital system for both accounts now. And it has made our work more streamlined in general. But with that Dexcom, you now can put that right into the app, which is a wonderful place to do this, right? And then if they want Clarity, they can still get those Clarity emails, right? So you can set up Clarity to send you a reminder on Sunday night to say, oh, this week your time and range was whatever. It's you know, wherever you are compared to last week, if you want to do it, you can do all kinds of different things with that Clarity app. So I would love it if the person with diabetes still used it and had access to it, but they don't have to. And I don't need it to connect to have a productive visit as quickly as possible. So we are super excited, over the moon about this. Thank you, Dexcom, very much.
Yes. So I completely agree with you. And I think it started with the G7 having enhancements with just having some of that time and range embedded into the app, and then having the glucose management indicator and the average glucose. And now this is taking it a step beyond. And so happy about that. And then just speaking, continuing about additional apps. So I think the other thing that happens recently that we've been waiting for a long time, or our patients have been waiting for a long time, is the Omnipod 5 app for iOS for the Apple phone. And so that is now available. One caveat is it does work with the Dexcom G6, not with the G7. So that's important for people to know, that they should stay on the G6 if they want to use their iPhone. But I have to say, I've been really impressed with this app. And I've been told that there's going to be a simulator app specific for, or within that, there is already an Omnipod 5 simulator app, which I encourage people to check out if they want to understand better how the pump works. But that app is going to incorporate the iPhone, because the iPhone app actually looks different. And there are some huge enhancements. And I think one of the big one is this ability to do preset foods. And this is something that used to be, or I guess it still is, in the Omnipod Dash for those that use those, but it never was in the Omnipod 5. And now they've brought it back. And so I've already had a patient using this where you can save different foods and their number of carbs. And so you can just click on those to use the presets when you're bolusing. The other area where I think this is going to be hugely useful is if, instead of doing exact carb counting, if you want to do small, medium, large meal, thinking islet here, right? Like that concept, right? You can program it and say, okay, small, you can literally put in there small meal and whatever number of carbs you'd say that is. Maybe it's 20 grams, 30 grams. You could do medium meal and put that number, and large meal, et cetera. And then the person can just prep that. And it will take that, and then it'll incorporate what their current glucose level is and give a bolus based on that. So thinking also about how Omnipod 5 has now been expanded for type 2 diabetes on label, that I see this really being a useful tool.
This is going to be a huge benefit, right? These people are going to use this, and they already are. I will also say that, you know, we as clinicians, you know, so we put in small, let's say we call it small 15, medium 30, large 45, right? We can go in and change the carbohydrate ratio in the background and say, oh, you need a little bit more insulin. We can, right? So we can even keep them at one unit. You know, let's say they did one unit for 15. So small is going to be 15, medium, right? So they get 1, 2, 3 units. We can then say, all right, we keep putting in 15 because that's what you're used to, because we want to not make changes when we don't have to. But I can change the insulin carb ratio from 1 to 15 to 1 to 12 and just say, you know, small is 1 to 12 now. Medium is whatever, right? So that you're actually doing the work in the background and they will get more insulin then, or I can, you know, so that's, you know, making it stronger. If I want to make it weaker, I'd go from 15 to 18, for example, right? But the person keeps putting in the same number because it's easy for them. They say, you know, whatever it is. And we can even do small breakfast, small lunch, small dinner, you know, medium size, regular, right? Some people will say, you know, regular breakfast, lunch, dinner, large breakfast, lunch, dinner. I always do a dining out one because dining out is its own challenge all by itself that's bigger than everything else, right? When you go to eat out at a restaurant, you are going to need more, typically at least, you're going to need more insulin when we see those patterns. So that preset bolus is really going to help with that ability to say, you know, let's keep this simple. Right. I'm very excited about it. And I think we're going to see people say, well, if I can do that, and then be willing, because as soon as we start talking about carbohydrate counting, for a lot of people, they're like, nope. But they really are. You know, you can say a small meal, a medium meal, a large meal, and they can see the difference in size alone. And the data shows that that really is for a lot of people enough to actually get into target a lot of the time, because that Omnipod system is dosing around it, right? So they're high after a meal, it's going to start increasing basal. And so those kinds of things are going to help, right? So I can't wait. I can't wait to see more people do this.
Definitely. And I've already had a patient come in, and her time in range improved so much just from switching to the iPhone, because she was losing her controller or just misplacing it all the time. And then not bolusing for her food. When you don't have the controller, it still gives you background insulin, but you can't bolus for what you're eating. And so it's already, her time in range has improved so much. So I'm just really excited that now we can offer this for iPhone users.
And one of the things people did, you know, people love Omnipod, right? They love all their pumps. They love, like, there's a reason for every single pump that's on the market. People love their Omnipods and they didn't like carrying around their controller. So now we've got a Android option and we have an iPhone option. And this is great. Now the one step next is G7. And I think that's going to come pretty quickly. I think that they just had to do this in some sort of process order. And so I'm excited. I am excited about it.
Yeah, I think G7, and then also future integration with Libre as well coming. So yeah, there's lots of exciting things, so much in the tech space. And this is all just within really the last couple of weeks. So with that, thank you so much for tuning in. Baby Akiva had to leave already, but he's tired. But anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And we hope to catch you on our next episode, which will be coming soon. Thanks.